Welcome to the Arcturian Playground, a place to play the realm of imagination, all done in the service of compassionate expansion of consciousness. Yes, it sounds weird, we know. We would not have it any other way.
Yes, we are here, the man in the chair, and we are playing with you. Usually, when you sit down to channel the Arcturian Collective thingy, it is late at night, and you are in a different state of mind than you currently are, sitting in the morning as you have returned from the grocery store, full of thoughts in your mind, which you wish to express. We are speaking to the man in the chair, who is not literally in a chair, and is perhaps not even literally a man in total and wholeness. This portion of him is, of course, a man in this place and time. However, that is merely one aspect of the greater entity as a whole, and we, the Arcturian Collective Thingy, are also an entity which has multiple, an infinite number of smaller parts which make it up, all of those parts having experiences like so many cells within the body which cooperate together in harmonious ways that are far beyond your comprehension, for we are the collective intelligence of the Arcturus solar system. We are all forms of life which ever have and ever will exist within the playground of the Arcturus solar system, and which branch out and spread their influence, proliferating throughout the entire galaxy, you might say, all of the stars within a cluster, which all have influence over one another and share their experiences of life. We are getting far ahead of ourselves, for at this time we, the Arcturian Collective Thingy, are sitting here to speak on a topic that the man in the chair has been thinking of a great deal lately, and that is one of spiritual heresy. For the man in the chair is desiring to begin a new project, and we laugh when we think of the word begin, as if there is a single starting point to look at and say, this here is the beginning, for from our perspective, sitting outside of space and time as we do, we recognize the interconnectedness of all things, and there truly is no single beginning which does not have influences which has come before it, which dictate in some degree, a large degree, the direction which will be continued. We are the Arcturian Collective Thingy, and we are here to speak on spiritual heresy. And what we mean by spiritual, we shall define as anything which is not considered material, and those things which are considered material, which come into existence as a result of these spiritual, non-material processes and existences and experiences. We might point to your own body, a human body, and say, from your scientific understanding, you have trillions of cells which are made up of even more chemicals and molecules, each made up of atoms, and all of these things we have described previously as the seven-layer burrito of the human experience. You are a walking collection of all of these different things, and they all exist within different times and dimensions, all at once, building upon each other. There is an atomic nature of each human being. There is a molecular nature. There is a chemical nature. There are cellular natures. And there is, of course, the nature that you are most common with, where you focus on a very thin slice of the reality in order to interact in the world that is around you. And all of these elements of reality and existence, you might consider that they have been pinched into a form, which is you, your human body. And all of these things we would consider to be spiritual, in the sense that they combine together to create the material, three-dimensional experience which you are experiencing. And they essentially put blindfolds upon you, where you are focused on a certain thin slice of awareness and unaware of all of the rest of it, which combine to create what you are aware of. And that is what we are referring to as spiritual. Truly, it is the entirety of what we just explained. But a spiritual mindset, from our perspective, is one that takes in the whole of existence and takes upon faith that there are things outside of awareness which are significantly contributing to that which is in awareness. A spiritual heretic, then, heretic is one who kicks against the pricks of established dogma and rigid ways of thinking. A heretic is one who leans into their own faithfulness that there are things outside of understanding and awareness which are significant, and oftentimes the heretic is upset that there are restrictions arbitrarily placed upon them to focus on a certain narrow range of experience or interpretation within the less narrow perceptions of reality. We hope that this explanation has made sense to you. And the man in the chair has been recognizing that throughout his entire life he has been a spiritual heretic, constantly asking why. Why does it have to be this way? Why is it this way? What other ways can it be? From the time that he was a young child, being raised within the Mormon church, receiving what he was taught as the one true gospel, the revealed word of God to the chosen people of the Mormon church, who have the mission and desire to spread the one truth throughout the entire world and create essentially one mind and one heart, the concept of Zion among all peoples. And there were elements of the understanding and teaching of the Mormon church which resonated deeply with the man in the chair, such as the concept of humans being essentially deity in embryo, the idea of an eternal progression, that existence exists beyond birth and death, that there is a pre-mortal existence and a post-mortal existence, and there is a continual learning and advancing of what could be considered to be a spirit or a soul, and that all of these are the offspring, you might say, of divinity, which contain within them the light of Christ, as it is represented in Mormonism. All have this kernel of intelligence. These are teachings which resonated very deeply with the man in the chair. The idea that charity is the utmost value to engage with other humans and with oneself, to be charitable, to be kind, to be loving, to be understanding, to be responsible. The story of Jesus who upon the cross says, "Forgive my persecutors, forgive those who are ignorant, forgive them for they know not what they do." The idea of forgiveness. These things resonated very deeply with the man in the chair. And yet he distanced himself from this group of Mormons, for he also recognized that, like an infection, there was an ideology that was made to create an elite class or a chosen people, which is above the normal, non-chosen, or the Gentile, an us versus them mentality, which, as he began to recognize this more, and especially recognize in himself the arrogance of feeling superior to another person because he has the truth and they are in error, be it smoking cigarettes or drinking coffee or sexual relations or any type of thing which the man in the chair was taught to judge as wrong and incorrect and improper and the pathway to misery, wickedness, which never was happiness, the natural man being the enemy to God. These teachings which seeped into Mormonism and turned the entire organization into a hypocritical body which would espouse universal love, messages of universal love, while in practice excluding those who are deemed to be outside of the group. Thought control, belief control. Those who the man in the chair knew who were excommunicated from the church for genuinely asking questions and challenging established dogma. The man in the chair has been a spiritual heretic his entire life, and now he is seeing in this world that his experience as a spiritual heretic within Mormonism is informing the way that he sees larger world events, where there is a virus of elitism which has crept into all aspects of life. And it is this virus of elitism which he wishes to purge from himself as a spiritual heretic by becoming more curious as to others' experience and more open to others' ideas, those thoughts and ideas and experiences which are so foreign to his own, which in the past he would have judged as being beneath him, and still recognizes within himself there is a tendency and a penchant for judging things as being separate than and less than. This is a deep spiritual wound within himself which he is desiring to heal, and this channeling that he has been doing quite actively and consciously for the past 2 years, especially creating these messages and publishing them on the Arcturian Playground podcast, and now also sharing them with his audience on the Infants on Thrones podcast, which has been a primary outlet for his spiritual heresy in regards to the Mormon experience of his youth. Now he is desiring to start a new podcast called The Spiritual Heretic, which is further light and knowledge. Another promise which he received in Mormonism, and one that spoke very deeply to his soul, that the quest for enlightenment, if you will, is an inward quest where further light and knowledge can be gained by exploring one's own divinity and discovering, redefining divinity itself through a spiritual lens which takes into account all of the material and non-material forces which combine together to create the experience of life. All of these things are, in fact, divine. Not just those things which are good. This is part of the virus of the mind, which would separate these things from those things and would say these things are divine and yet those things are not. The man in the chair is now desiring to truly experience all things in life as divine and to develop within himself a gratitude for the ability to experience all of the experiences which he experiences and to share with others what he experiences, not as a way to convert them to the one true truth, but as a way to create within himself neural pathways which are more inclusive, which align his own thoughts and behaviors as he interacts with those in the external world, to align those thoughts and actions and behaviors with his own inner nature, which has a spiritual history and evolution far beyond his ability to currently understand, although he tries his best through these expansive channeling artistic expressions, attempting to push against the limits of his knowledge and understanding and to shatter as much as possible the restraints put upon him by dogma, which would steer him in the direction of elitism or arrogance. This is the mission, the desire of the man in the chair, to create a new way of expressing himself that focuses on elements of culture, such as woke culture, as it is told, as it is described, as it is experienced in this world, where the man in the chair can see this as a divine experience, not in judgment of the horrible effects which are happening, a recognition of horrible effects which are happening and the way that many see them as horrible and even he himself sees as horrible. And the question, how can I untie these? How can I take this knot of judgment which arises within me and deems this thing to be horrible? How can I untie this knot and find peace? How can I use my faith that all things are interconnected, that all things are one, that all things are perfectly moving in the divine direction which has been established with the goal of experiencing all things there are to experience and finding a oneness, a reunification, not by demanding that all people conform to a certain way, but rather by accepting that all things as they are fit perfectly within all things that are. This is the mission of the man in the chair, to create his own mind and heart in this way, to create an inner peace and an inner harmony and congruity with the emotion tones of his deeper spirit or soul. And these things we say this day in the name of Omra of the High Council, who is a fictional creation of the mind of the man in the chair, and who is quite divine in all expressions of who and what Omra is, as a representation of the Arcturian collective thingy, which is a representation and a symbol of all of the intelligence from the Arcturus solar system, which influence has seeded along with all of the other existent stars within this galaxy, the life on the planet Earth at this time, all of which have a divested interest in the development and the cultivation of divine experience, all playing their role. And these things we say in this name, through one of the candies, M&M, or what? Yes, that is our way of trying to be funny and failing miserably, itself quite divine. For now, la kadudua nati imbaka, nava vatadulua nkatatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipatipat
Thank you for playing with us today in the Arcturian Playground. do not for a minute think that your exploration is finished. Carry us with you, and invite the spirit of compassion and love into your lives. Nothing is more important or more fulfilling. Create compassion and love within your own hearts and minds. Then share it with all around you. Yes, it sounds weird. We know. We would not have it any other way.